Hi, this is Mike Essen. This podcast is entitled My Work. You know, I really love my work. I mean, I love giving my views out to the public. It feels darn good, you know, talking about how you feel, getting a reputation. And I've gotten one. After co-hosting the Steve K Show for 6 years, which is why my website, I began radio in 1999. I started the website in 2002, primarily as a movie critic, by the way. People forget that's half my website, but I think it's become secondary to my reputation now, which I kind of don't like that, but I think it's helped me move along a little further. So I got to take it both ways. But 6 years I was on the Steve Kane Show, and I used to be a Friday contributor before I stopped doing that. And I'm continuing doing podcasting. I had 3 guests on before. I had the first guest who disagreed. I had my late father on twice. I had a doctor on who, before Obama became president. And I had my very best friend, Juice Marpena's son, who I dedicated my page to Juice Mar, where he was being indoctrinated by pro-Obama propaganda at the beginning of Obama's first term. But then, in a very funny story, my first guest was a guy named Derek Newton, who we debated gay marriage about, and from the ACLU. And I called, very funny story, I called and said, Derek, you started it all. But I have this reputation of being this real extreme, ultra-right-wing conservative Republican. Republican, you know, I mean, I've been a member of the Republican Executive Committee. I've done a lot for the conservative movement 25 years. I'm a member of probably 10 conservative organizations. I'm a National Rifle Association, National Organization for Marriage. I'm active in the pro-life cause called Personhood, probably 7 pro-life organizations I'm a member of. I'm very proud of all I've done for the conservative cause. But I've been labeled ultra, uber conservative, right-wing fanatic. Brian Craig said I'm more conservative than he and Steve Kane combined. Don't know how I can be that, but somehow I've made it. It's legal in this country. But more important than that, it feels good to air how you're feeling about your country, which you love so much. And it feels good when people are paying attention to you. I mean, we all like attention. I mean, I'm not one of these people who is the most dangerous place to stand to see me in the camera, but I love it. I love doing it on the internet. Let me explain what I mean. The radio business is a terrible business to get into in case young people are considering it. I want to really emphasize this. You could be doing very well if you are in the radio business. Change the format, you're out of a job. Think of any hosts you like. They have not been on the same station for a long period of time. But the one thing about being an internet talk host or being a radio talk host, I was discovered in 1999. Steve Kane first put me on once a month, and then he put me on every week after a while because I was discovered by accident. So that's how he got discovered. It's not the kind of profession where you go to school to become. You either have it or you don't, just like being an athlete. But I love it. But if you ever are a talk host, I recommend you get a backup business, just because it's very important you do that. But I've established myself as a pro-life leader. Everybody knows my views on gay marriage. I was very outspoken about the Iraq war when that was going on. And, maybe I'm one of the more, maybe I'm somewhat of a prominent conservative in the community by now. I like to think I am. Not here to brag, I don't know. But I love doing what I do for a living. I hope to have more guests. And I really enjoy the guests more. Especially the ones who disagree. It's more fun. Even when we do movies or sports, the exchanges are fun. I don't like debating off the air. I like it on the air. Well, for a taste of how I like my work, this is my guest is signing off.